That was the third time we saw the Loch Ness Monster. Then one time, I believe it was July.
August.
There's a knock on the door. I open it, and there's this cute little Girl Scout.
Oh, she was so adorable with the little pigtails and all.
And she says to me, how would you like to buy some cookies? And I said, well, what kind do you have? She had Thin Mints, Graham Crunchy Thins.
Raisin Oatmeal.
Raisin Oatmeal. And I said, we'll take a Graham Crunch. How much would that be? And she looks at me and she says, I need about 350.
350.
Mr. Bombastic. We order some bombastic, romantic, fantastic lover.
Welcome to Sepia RVP, Radio Voice Phenomena, with your host, Eric Dion, and his two co-hosts, Jessica Dion and Amy Dreammaster. We'll talk with the foremost experts in paranormal activity and share our thoughts with you every week here on Sepia RVP. Now here's your host, Eric Dion.
Welcome to Sepia RVP Radio.
Welcome everybody to Sepia RVP Radio. I'm your host, Eric Dion. And with me, as always, tonight I have my lovely co-host, Dr. Jess, and the Scrunchie Hunter herself, Amy.
I'm sorry, I'm not Scrunchie Hunter or Amy, I'm Batman.
You're Batman. It's Batman. So... Alrighty. Well, it's going to be a great time. I'm going to give it a minute here because we have a different configuration. So I want to make sure everybody hears us all right in the chat room. So as soon as you hear us in the chat room, let
raise
us know.
Raise your hand.
Raise your hand. So.
Can you hear
but,
us?
While I'm waiting for those responses and stuff, a couple different things going on tonight. First off, we are, as always, broadcasting on Parax Radio Network. Thank you, guys. And a little different. Our webcam, if you're in the Parax chat room and you're used to going to the live video link at the top of the page, you'll be catching a past show on there. If you want to see the live video tonight, you can go to to ParanormalTVNetwork.com. I'll put that in the chat room. You can go there to see the live stream. And we are actually premiering or debuting tonight on there.
Ta-da!
So with that said, I think all the bugs are worked out. So we're looking good. And everything's ready to roll.
Rock on.
Before we go into introducing our guests, do you girls want to talk about your experience this weekend? Real quick?
Well, we can.
I pooped.
No. Well, besides that, all three of us, we got attuned for Reiki this weekend. And so now we are level one certified Reiki. Look out.
So
it's pretty. All right,
so with this being our debut show on PTN, we have a very, very special guest with us tonight, Amy Williamson, the Scream Queen, and also the host of, let's see, make sure I say it right because I know the name changed, Women's Scream Radio. Am
sure.
I right? Well, you know what, let's ask the sorceress.
You've been on the computer all night.
let's ask the sorceress. Amy, are you with us?
Yes, hi. It's Para Women Scream Radio.
Yeah. I was close.
I'll beat him with the monkey.
I'm still trying to find, what is it? It's the Paranormal Network TV?
It's
Paranormal TV Network.
Yeah, Paranormal TV Network.
TV Network.
TV Network or Television Network?
TV Network.
Okay.
And then when you go there, just click to Live Now. It's either Live Now or Playing Now. And then with you being on the air with us, just make sure you mute the sound on there.
I didn't know if you heard me because I went to the Parax chat room and it just blared for a second. I was like, whoops.
I heard it for a little bit.
That's
so.
Okay.
But,
see?
Forgive you.
So.
But, I'm a pro.
Fantastic. So, Amy, do you want to go ahead and tell us a little bit about yourself?
Sure. Well, as you said, I am the founder of, well, actually, I'm the founder of the League of Extraordinary Paranormal Women, and that started about 3 years ago, and from that league sprung Pale Woman Radio, and then from that sprung Pale Woman Scream Radio, because I have a new host. She's been hosting with me for about, I'd say, 8 months, and we both have a love of the horror, so we've incorporated the horror in with the paranormal. So our first segment, always we feature someone in the paranormal, and then our second segment has been running a screen queen, an actress, someone who's written a horror script, people that have written a horror novel, that type of thing. So we're trying to incorporate both our passions into one show, and it's working really well, and we're focusing mainly on women, but we also have men on, and a lot of men think, well, oh, that's only a woman's show and we can't listen to it. Well, that's not true, because I mean, women have awesome things to say, for one, and number two, what's not to love about a show hosted by two women? Nothing against you, Eric, but I'm just saying, that's not what our show is. But I'm inviting you to come and listen to our show, because a lot of times when we invite men on the show, they're like, well, I don't have anything to say, you know, blah, 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 and it's like, well, you know, of course you do, and women are interested in what you have to say as well, but we just mainly keep women on the show, but we also bring men on from time to time, and we love, and we don't want people to think like we're a strictly feminist show, because we're not. We're equal opportunity, but we're focusing on the women for the equal opportunity.
Right on.
And that's show right there. So, and as far as me, I am interested in the paranormal. I act, and I focus on mainly horror, indie. I also like, sorry, the sound came up there, snuck up on me. I also like sci-fi, and right now I am presently working on a play where I'm branching into directing for the first time, and it's Dial M for Murder, which I don't know if you remember, it was an Alfred Hitchcock movie at one time. Yeah, and so I'm doing that, and I'm thinking, what was I thinking? I think I'm crazy, because on top of that, I'm also doing our second annual A Victorian Haunting Experience, and it's just kind of a little overwhelming, but it's exciting at the same time. And then on top of that, Mercury retrograde has pulled its weary butt all through September, and it's just made life hell on wheels.
Yeah.
Me, I don't know about you.
Yeah,
but
I know a little bit of how that's been.
it's never
We're just like, come on,
tomorrow it packs its bags up, and I've got it waiting at the door, and I'm just going to give it a swift kick in the butt and say, see you later. I wish that we could control these things, Mercury retrograde. I mean, everybody that I've spoken to this time around has said it's been awful. It's been absolutely awful. And, you know, as I'm trying to do all this, it's like stuff at work is flaring up, and I'm just like, oh, I can't catch a break, and now I have the flu. Aw,
poor thing.
No.
Well,
it's a sad story.
Okay. At least you're not at each other's throats constantly. That's what's wrong. That's what the heck's been going on with all of us lately.
Well, that's the Mercury retrograde. It makes people at each other's throat, and it makes people, I don't know, can you swear on this show?
Sure. To a certain extent.
To a certain extent.
Technically,
since it's internet, there's no FCC, but we do try to, because we never know who's listening, so we try to keep
it. Makes people, how about jack arses?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that sounds good.
Yeah. Very much so.
Yeah, I never know, like, when people drop the F-bomb on our show, that's when my heart starts to beat a little bit. I'm like, oh, don't you say that. Anything
It slips every once in a while. I like to let the S word slip out, but we try to behave. And sometimes you just can't. It just has to come out, I guess.
Well, we had Debbie Roshan on once, and she hosts a radio show with Dee Snider, and she just, the F-bomb was every other, and you just had to kind of roll with it that night, because there was no censor. There's no censoring Debbie Roshan.
Right.
So I guess it depends on the guest, you know? But yeah, I'm really excited about the Victorian Haunting Experience. It's our second annual. Last year we had it at a museum, the Wyandotte Museum, and this year we're having it at the Dearborn Museum. And if you're from Michigan, I think Amy is from Michigan, you know that those two are very close together. So luckily we behaved ourselves last year because the Dearborn Museum called the Wyandotte Museum to make sure that we weren't some crazy freaks.
You kind of watch it around in that area, especially. Is it? Are you going to be at the Henry Ford or which museum?
No, actually, we're not going to be at the Henry Ford. We're going to be at the Mifflin Roth House. It's not in East Dearborn. It's in the quainer part of Dearborn.
Right. Because if you guys aren't from Michigan, Dearborn is right on the outskirts of one of the really bad neighborhoods in Detroit, so.
Well, Amy, it's in a very safe area for everyone who wants to come and attend the conference.
I know.
The Dearborn that we're in is very safe.
Yes. Well, I've actually...
It's extremely safe.
I grew up around that area, so I know what parts are good and what parts aren't, and pretty much that whole area is pretty good to go. So,
well, and it's right downtown, and there's been a resurgence down there, and it's it was explained to me that East Dearborn is not the desirable place, and I'm like, well, where are we? And they're like, we're in Dearborn, and I was like, oh, okay,
yep,
and we're good to go.
Dearborn Heights, and then there's another part of the Dearborn, so yeah. You guys are good to go.
I wish you were around still, and you live in Novi, I think, right?
Yeah, I was in Redford and then moved to Novi, and now I'm down here in North Carolina. I just said, forget Michigan. Yeah. I've had enough of it. I love the paranormal end in there. That was one good thing about Michigan. It seems like all the teams are on the same page. They all want to work together. I haven't had too many problems with working with people in Michigan. But as far as actual work, I see. Yeah, it's not going so swell there with the economy.
Well, I'm in substance abuse, so that's never going to go out of business, unfortunately. Huh? So I have some job security. Huh? But yeah, the Dearborn, we're in Dearborn and it's safe, and we're going to have, we wanted to switch museums because it's going to be a new investigation. This is a never before investigated site, so that's pretty exciting, and even I haven't investigated, but when I went and did the walkthrough, I spoke to a new curator. He'd only been working there, I think, a month or so, and I asked him if he had had any experience, and he said, oh, yeah. And so I wanted to go back and speak to him, but I got kind of whisked out of the door, and I haven't been able to speak to him since. And so we're going to do a paranormal investigation, and it's three stories high. I did a video, a YouTube video, and it looks pretty small, but when you see the side of it, it's really long. It's the longest house I've ever seen, and I tried to capture it in the photos where you could see this long, 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 long hallway. And it used to be an artillery building, and the McFadden Rosses bought it, and they converted it into a home. And Elizabeth McFadden she wasn't a people person, and she didn't like people, but she loved her animals, I'm told. And so I believe, and I'm just making a haunted guess because I'm no psychic, that probably Elizabeth would be the one to haunt it if anyone haunts it. And speaking of haunting, we're going to have a seance, and we have Elizabeth Shanover. She's a local psychic. She, at one time, was with the Boston Tea Room. She's going to be doing the seance. And we're adding something new. We're doing Victorian tea time. And then we're going to read our tea leaves. And, of course, there's going to be the period costume contest. And you don't have to dress up. But if you do, you win something pretty cool. And we're going to have raffles from all our past guests that have been on our show have been really kind to either donate donate $20 or an item that you have. We've got jewelry, we've got Halloween art, psychic readings, books, and things like that. And in exchange for doing that, then we PR them for everything that we do. Every radio show that I go on, I mention all the sponsors, every press release release that I put out, I put the sponsors, every interview, whether it be TV, radio, newspaper, whatever, I always try to add the sponsors. So it's just like a PR blitz for them as well. And it's going to be on October 30th and 31st, so I'm really excited this year. We get to actually do it on Devil's Night and Halloween, and you don't need to come both nights, because it's basically the same thing each night, although one night we're going to have one of the museum curators, she's going to come and stand and tell us the local ghost stories, because she's actually written a book of the area, so she knows all the ghost stories. And then the next night, I believe we're going to have someone stand up and talk about Victorian lore and death rites. And we're working on hopefully having a stone rubbing class that afternoon of Halloween, so at the cemetery that we visited last year. So we won't be investigating it. We'll just be doing a stone rubbing class, which is something new and different. So we're trying to make this event the same, even though it's the second annual. We're trying to make it fresh and new for those that attended last year, because we did sell out last year, and so we're hoping to draw on some of the same crowd as last year. And if you want to buy your tickets, you just go to www.amywilliamson.net, and there's a PayPal, and if you don't want to do PayPal, then you can email me at hauntedhills@comcast.net, and you can just send me a check, and we'll get you going.
Right on. Well, I was actually just about to ask you that about tickets and all that, and you covered it for us. Go
all right. Well, we have a couple questions.
That was like a monologue. Can you tell him? That was like off the top of my head. Last night, I was on Andy Ellie's show, Wings of Radio, or Wings of Love Radio, and I listened to it again, and I said, oh, my dear mama. I said, so many times that I was really, I went slower this time, and when instead of saying I said and so I was just like, where did I get a case of the ums? Do you do that? Do you ever get like a case of the ums and you go back and listen to it and you're like, oh, could I have said one more time?
Oh yeah, or we'll do the it's always
or you know what I mean. You know what I mean.
Nope.
You know what I mean.
Yep.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
It's always nice to have somebody that actually has been on the radio and all that fun stuff, so we don't have to like pull teeth to get, because you know how it goes. You've got a radio show, so some guests are awesome, and then the other ones you're like, oh my god, what do we do? And you're sweating bullets. You're like, oh.
Yeah, you run out of questions, and then, so then you're like,
go to the ums.
Or you always bust into the Old Faithful. Tell me your most haunting experience.
Right. So, what's your favorite place to investigate? Was it a question?
Awesome. Yeah, actually, we had a couple questions from a couple of the chat rooms. And but right before I get into those questions, we did have a question in the PTN chat room from Mel for Amy, our co-host. Wanted to know if that was yours and his baby that you're holding.
This is Bat Monkey. And I didn't actually give birth to it. It is just blow up. I'll pretend that it is our love monkey, Mel, and I'll bring it to Charlotte with us in November, so there you go.
So, all right, that's the question. Now, the first question comes from Misty from the PTN chat room, and she wanted to know, you said something about stone rubbing. She wanted to know what stone rubbing was.
It's the graves.
That's where you take the piece of paper and you rub it on. If you're a Girl Scout or a Boy Scout, you did it when you were young, I'm sure. Well, I did. You just take the piece of paper and you rub it on the gravestone so that you can get the stone rubbings. And she takes it to a more haunted level where, you know, you can get the feelings and the vibes off of it. So that's basically what it is. She makes her own wax, and it's special paper that you use. And a lot of cemeteries actually won't let you do it anymore because the tombstones are so old, and they, you know, the more you do that, the more it kind of deteriorates them. So, but we're lucky that this cemetery, what we do is we take a portion of the proceeds and we donate it back to this cemetery. So I always feel like when we do an event, I always like to give something back somehow to whoever, whatever we're doing. So this portion will go back to the cemetery, and so that's what the stone rubbing is. And she'll talk about the Victorians and the significance of doing the stone rubbings and all that.
That's pretty cool. I didn't know that.
Now I can see you guys.
Ah!
Well, hello!
That monkey waves, too. I didn't...
Like a little triangle there. You must be sitting up higher, Amy, than everyone else.
I am, which... I don't... This is usually Jess's chair. We
want
like,
me to deflate you?
Yeah, we swapped chairs.
Deflate you.
All right, and while I'm at it, let me put this out there, because there seems like there might be a little bit of confusion with the Parex chat room. For all those, everybody that's used to coming into Parex and listening to our show, we are broadcasting our audio live through the regular Parex chat.
Ew.
But the video, if you're used to going up to live video at Parex.com, if you go there tonight, you're going to be catching last week's show, which was about cleansing the colon and herbal healing and natural healing and stuff. So I have we're not talking poop tonight.
We're not going there.
And, just so you know, tonight we're actually debuting our live show on the PTN network, and I'll put the link back in the chat room, but it's ParanormalTVNetwork.com.
We wanted to do both, but we don't have two cameras.
Yeah, so. I was wondering why everyone was like, haha, colon and
yeah.
And
we're, all this stuff. So just so everybody knows that's not the show if you're watching it. To catch the live show, you can only catch it on the PTN network or Paranormal Television Network. And once again, that link to see that live show is ParanormalTVNetwork.com. So you guys go there. Catch the show there, or you can just listen to the audio in the Parex.com live chat room. So now that that's cleared up, hopefully everybody will be coming back this way. Once again, make sure you send your questions to us through private chat.
He feels good, Jeff. Love to rub the rock.
So, oh god, off track. Also, we'll take some call-ins tonight if you guys would like. We'll open up the line. The call-in number is 1-910-338-1062. That's 910-338-1062. So if you have any call-ins or want to call in with any questions for Amy or any of us, give us a call. Let us know. When we answer, just give us a second to bring you on air. And once we bring you on air, we'll acknowledge you in that way. But once we answer, you'll actually hear us talking, but then we'll bring you on there. So
put the number in chat.
So
J2. Oh, he's like, oh my god, you guys are serious.
Yes, J2, yes, we are serious. Like J2 was one of the people that was confused, and he was watching the colon episode.
Right, and he's like laughing. He's like, hey, no, honey, bless your soul.
Yeah, you missed last week's show. It was a good show last week. So, as always, we try to bring very interesting topics. And, you know, speaking of last week's show, you know, I even had somebody ask me, what did that have to do with the paranormal? And what it had to do with the paranormal was it was a master herbalist and a master energy user, and he was talking about how to naturally detox your body. And, you know, we like to try to bring informative stuff to our listeners every once in a while to give back to them for listening to us.
And we all need a little poop talk.
So, yeah. So fantastic stuff, and
that's so what we say is paranormal is just that of not of the norm. So that's how we bring all encompassing things. It doesn't have to be something
normal
or whatever. But I mean, colon cleansing, not everyone does that. That's, you know, holistic. So that's not of the norm. So
we had somebody be like, "Well, what does this have to do with the paranormal?" Well, it was what we just said it was. So
yeah,
so, they need a little
out of the norm.
Yeah, exactly.
Do you usually normally turn on the radio stations and hear them talking about colon cleanse?
No. So, but okay, we're not talking about poop tonight.
No, we've got Amy with us. We want to enjoy the next half hour, not talking about
poop. So, well, actually, if Frank, if you're out there. Since we are on PTN tonight, could you go ahead and say hello real quick to everybody, Frank, especially Misty out there in the chat room, and then lead us into about a 2-3 minute break?
Sure. Hello, everyone.
I'm excited.
Welcome back to Sepia RVP Radio.
Hello, everybody. Woo! All right, once again, I'm your host, Eric Dion. And I have Jazz Hands Dr. Jess with me. And, of course, the Scrunchie Hunter herself.
Scrunchie Hunter.
Amy, do you want to talk about your scrunchie? In case he's listening? Okay.
But so. I like it. Well, he is my master teacher, Scrunchie. And, no, we're so. Not going to tell people what scrunchies are.
Okay. Yeah, that's all right, Selena. It's all good. So
she was asking Selena.
All right. So once again, we have a fantastic, fantastic guest with us, Amy Williamson. I like to call her the Scream Queen. And
you like to call her.
All right. So you still with us, Amy, or did we scare you off?
I'm sorry, what?
I asked if you're no, still with us or if I scared you off.
Oh, no. When you're watching, I'm like watching you guys move back and forth, and I couldn't really hear what you were saying because I thought you were talking about the scrunchie, Amy, not me. So.
Okay, I'll let everybody know. A scrunchie is a hot guy. Just to let everybody out there know, I got it. We were watching True Blood, and, it came from True Blood. She saw the one guy, and she's like, ooh, I'd wear him like a scrunchie. So, yeah, when I see a hot guy now, I call him scrunchies. Just to let everyone know.
Oh, I thought you were talking about those hair things, like you were forever looking for hair ties.
Well, and I wouldn't
of
mind.
Of course, J2 yeah. is like, that's why people call me that.
J2. And then maybe one day he'll learn how to spell sense.
We love you, J2.
So, well, do you girls have any questions for Amy?
I just want to know how to make it not hot anymore. Could you help?
While you move to a cooler climate.
No, I just got out of that cold climate.
Oh, I love it, though. It's Halloween here. People are starting to put up decorations. Like, I was always the first one to put out the decorations, and now there are people that are beating me to the punch, and I'm like, hey, they have greater designs than I do. And I was telling you guys at break, we're like in Fair Week here, which in Hillsdale, this is like the biggest, hottest thing in town. And, everyone waits all year for this, and it's like the greatest fair on earth, and we live right on the path to the greatest fair on earth. And so I always put up my Halloween decorations, and we have this big, scary helmet we put up that's like 8 feet tall. And I see people that will drive by really slow, and they're like, oh, my gosh, look at that, because it even has little the red eyes light up, and it's scary. But now everyone, even the displays in the stores are huger. So I think Halloween's getting really big. It's really Halloween's coming back.
Good, because that's one thing that... I was noticing the last couple of years, just no one was into it, and it was kind of bumming me out.
I have a big ego, so I like to believe that I brought it back. I brought Halloween back to Hillsdale.
Brought it back. She's bringing it back. Kind of like
bring it back. Hey, I have another, actually, a contest that Parawoman Scream Radio is participating in. It's called What a Wicked Way to Burn. It's 16 Days of Halloween Giveaway. And it starts out, I believe, at day 16, or I don't know. Yeah, day 14 or something, and it goes, day 16, 15, and it goes to Halloween. And we are Devil's Night. Our giveaway is Devil's Night, which is, I also make pocket pendulums. And so our giveaway is a pendulum. And it's actually one of those pendulums that I believe, with anything, it should be made to vibrate for you. Well, that sounds nice.
I'm not touching that subject.
Hey, at least you caught it. It's all good.
But I know, I'm tired. I'm really tired, and I'm feverish. Anyway, yes, it's a pendulum. You design it, and I built it. And we're day 30, and if you go to, and it's a weird link, but if you go to www.wickedreads.com/wickedgiveaway.htm, you will, all you have to do is send them an email and you'll get signed up for it. And then each day they'll draw a name. And I actually, when I wasn't participating in this contest, I won a beautiful candle. There's a number of people, like, there's some pretty erotic things in this little giveaway, by the way. And then there's some pretty, like, normal stuff like candles and pendulums and stuff. But Jay Faye from Studio B3, she's a frequent guest on our show, and she's facilitating it with another author. And so there's books that are going to be given away. There's thong panties that say Bite Me that are being given away. There's boxer shorts. There's, I don't know if I said books, there's candles, there's CDs, and then there's our stuff. So, yeah, there's quite a bit. And I love winning stuff, so I'm all for it.
We love winning stuff, too, but now we're, like, banned from winning things.
Yeah, if it's anything with Parex, like, I think that's why, like, there's a new disclaimer that says show hosts are not eligible to win things on Parex. Because, like, we had, like, a 3-month win streak, I'm talking about. We were winning left and right, like, 2 things a week, like tickets to this, tickets to that, shirt here, books here, DVDs, and then finally, it's like all of a sudden, like this disclaimer came up, and we're like, it said show host of Parex not eligible for giveaways on Parex. So, but you know what? You're not with Parex, so
yeah. Well, and you're not with the Wicked. Like I can't enter this Wicked Reads this year. So I mean, and there's 2 candles on, and Jay Faye makes some awesome candles, and I think one is Cherry Bomb, and then the other is I don't remember, Apple or something. But she puts spices together, and she's actually we're creating our own candle. For Para Women Scream Radio, our own scent. And what she does, and I don't want to get into this is like a promo for her, but what she does is she actually makes scents to go along with the author's books, which is so brilliant because as you're reading the book, you can light the candle and kind of get a feel for the whole, you know, set the whole mood. And I just think that's such a brilliant idea. So clever. Hmm. So we're going to do the same thing, and we're going to have a candle so people can buy the candle, light it during the show, and they can get a feel for Para Women Scream Radio.
There you go.
Nice.
Maybe we'll do that with one of our blow-up monkeys. We'll give away one of our monkeys.
Monkeys and just, like, sign it. And
right. There we go.
We'll sign one of the blow-up monkeys and give it away.
Oh, I bet you people would be...
One can hold it during the show. Hold it tight.
Yeah. With our sweat all over the monkey. Wait.
No, that's your...
Ooh.
I don't play with the monkey.
I bet you don't, Eric.
Rule number 5. Put on the face.
So, let's see. Well, I have a question for you, then. What would you say is your earliest... you know, you guys... What would you say is your earliest experience that you think... started you on the road of getting into the paranormal?
Oh, well, I've always been interested in the paranormal. I think that there's various people that get into the paranormal, and I think the first person is somebody who's had this wild, wicked experience, and they just have to find out what's out there. And then there's the other person that just has always had this unnatural fascination with the paranormal, and that I'm number 2. There's no like moving pivotal moment in my life where I just had to know something more. I've just always been interested in it. And when I was younger, I would read scary stories, and I wouldn't be able to sleep at night. And my mom would be like, "Don't read them," and I'm like, "I can't stop. I don't know why," you know. And I would always. I grew up in Royal Oak, so there was this show called Psychically Speaking with Marcello on Sunday nights, and it was on FM radio. And I remember listening to that every night for a couple of years. And then when I was 16, I took an astrology class with this guy, and then I took a psychic development class, and, you know, and then I was always one of those people that was in meditation classes. I was, like, the youngest person in the meditation class, like, from 16 until I went away to college. I was in this meditation class, and they just thought it was, you know, so cute to have the little 16-year-old in there meditating with them. And but I've always been somebody who's just did things a little bit weird, a little bit different, and I've been pretty cool with that. And so I remember my first haunting experience that I had was with our poodle, And when we were young, when I was a baby, they bought this poodle. And I think I was, like, in the sixth grade, and she got really sick, and they had to put her down. And I remember being really devastated by it, and, you know, and I cried. And I think it was that the same week that she was put down, we had hardwood floors. And one night, because she would, like, jump off my mom's bed and then, you know, come down the hardwood floors, and you'd hear her nails on the floor going, like, clickety-clackety. And I heard that one night, and I thought, that's really weird. And I looked out, and I saw this dark mass moving, and it jumped up on my bed, and it disappeared. And that was my first experience with the paranormal that I can formally... I have a little chihuahua that just as I was telling that story ran in the bathroom and got the toilet paper. Oh!
Oops.
If I'm cute. Haven't you noticed that the veil is getting thinner? I've been hearing weird, like, yesterday I came home and I went into the kitchen and I was doing something and I heard talking in the living room and I thought, did I turn on the TV? And I went out into the living room and the TV wasn't on and the talking stopped.
Oh.
And I don't have a haunted house either. I think the veil is just thinner and people are passing through right now.
I believe it. I mean, it's getting close to that time of the year anyways, and on top of it with everything being the way it is and people starting to believe more in the paranormal and with all the shows and everything else, I truly believe that it is happening as well. Because
I was thinking, I hope I turn the TV on. That's actually what I was thinking, because either that or there are two people standing in my living room having a conversation.
Right.
And it was the latter of the two. But I'm cool with that. I think I get passerbyers. I live in the house that was built in the 1800s, and I'm really shocked that it's not haunted, you know? When I first moved in, I thought, is this haunted, you know? But I didn't want to investigate it, because I think, like, if you start doing that kind of stuff and it's not haunted, you can start some stuff that you don't want started. So I've never really investigated my house. But I've had, like, when my husband's grandmother was sick, I think the grandfather who had already passed away when we'd go see her, I think he'd come back and, you know, hang out for a little while. Because my husband, he's, like, afraid of it. He's really afraid of it. And it's really drawn to him. So he has the most experiences because he's terrified of it. Like, it's like the same with people with cats. You know, if they don't like cats, the cats are all, like, all over them. It's the same with the paranormal. But, yeah, he has more experiences than I do, which drives me crazy because I'd rather have them happen to me, but... He won't even sleep upstairs because I had the UFO. I went out to an investigation, and this guy, he was like a drunk. And I think he created the paranormal experiences through his addictions, and he had this UFO thing, and he was talking about the sky opening up and all this other stuff, and we thought, And so I'd never had a UFO experience, and one night, about a week later, I woke up, and there was something standing at the edge of my bed, and it looked like a lizard. And at the time, I had a friend who was really into ufology, and he was like, well, did it look like a reptilian? And I'm like, yeah, it looked like a lizard. He goes, oh, no. And I'm like, what? And he's like, you're the worst. And I was like, oh, no, what do I do? You know, and he's like, you know, you got to put a magnet and whatever. But I think I brought that back from the investigation, because I think you do have to be careful, because you can bring things back with you. And I think I brought I was out there investigating, and yeah, I think there was UFO activity, and they followed me home and were like, you know, why was this person out here? Oh, okay, never mind. Because I even had it was so vivid that when I saw it, it did, like, I thought it was a mind matrix thing, and I was rubbing my eyes to see if, you know, it would go away, and it wasn't going away. And finally, I closed them long enough, and it went away, and I rolled over, and I turned on the radio, and this voice was playing. It was like a loop, and it was like voice, it was a dialect that I'd never heard before, but I could tell it was looping, and I was like, okay, turn off the radio, let's try the TV, and then all was fine with the TV, and of course I told my husband about that, and now he's afraid to sleep up there, and this happened like 2 years ago. Because we sleep different, because he works nights, and I work days, so that's why he's, man, I'm really letting out.
Hey, that's alright, that's it. That happened to Eric.
probably.
He'll never listen to this.
Eric's, we're not going into the alien thing. We're not. I'm still working on my fears and stuff. And
I just like have this bag that I'm just like begging you guys, like, here, take this, take that. And you're like, no, I'm not going to touch that one. I'm not going to touch that. No, we're going to leave that one alone.
But I
do. I'll touch it
just once, but I gotta be safe.
So I do want to give a special shout out to listeners on Parax Network through the station. Woo! We have Canada, the UK, Germany, Finland, the Netherlands, Australia, Mexico, US, of course. I did say Canada. Those are our international listeners that we have out there right now. But I've been informed that we have special listeners watching PTN. We'd like to say a big thank you out there to NBC, CBS, A&E, the Travel Channel, and also Sci-Fi and Showtime that are watching and tuning in.
No pressure.
Yeah.
No pressure.
It's a great grand, you know, and PTN all over the world. Yeah. Because, you know, it's a paranormal television network, one of the greatest I consider the greatest network out there for broadcasting live 24/7, 7 days a week. So
the greatest people are running it.
Yeah, and gotta thank Lori and John Zaffis. Laura. Sorry.
Excuse Eric names.
Yeah, I'm real bad when it comes to names. and John Zaffis, and of course Mark with Ideal Event Management. So thank you all, and thank you to everybody that's in the chat rooms. Everybody in the chat rooms, you know, if it wasn't for our fans, if that's what you guys want to be called, fans. I don't know, maybe
put up with us.
Maybe torture worried. Victims or slaves to our conformance. So
I like the slaves.
Hey.
I don't know about you.
And John and Mark and Dave and Tom with Parex, you know, Dave and Tom
know they rock.
You guys rock, period. You gave us the chance slaves. Here. To broadcast originally with Parex, and we're slowly expanding out there in simulcasting. So, thank you, everybody. Just want to put that out there for the time being. So, on to that. Let's get back to our guest, Amy. I just had to put that out there. You know how I am. I go off topic.
Soapbox.
My soapbox.
Yes. And
Hey, everyone.
And it went in one ear and out the other.
So, do you have any shout-outs you want to give, Amy, while you're here?
Well, I haven't said thank you to our sponsors for the second annual Victorian Haunting Experience. We have Andrew Brewer, the Rock and Roll Psychic, and we have author Robin Marvel. And there's the Saginaw Valley Paranormal Research Society, the Last Doorway Productions, author Elizabeth Egan Cox, author William Maltese, Tri-City Ghost Hunter Society, Candles by Studio 3B, Melissa Bunch Designs, Beverly the Gothic Gourmet, author Sarah Langan, hypnotherapist Tanya Douglas, Scream Queen Brooke Lewis, actress Terry McMinn, Halloween artist Heather Gleason, Nature Spiritual Connections, Lulu by Design, and Psychic Ellie Chiswiak. And do you three know actress Terry McMinn? She is the Pam from the original Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Well, I don't know her personally.
Meat Hook. Yeah, she's the Meat Hook girl. Yeah, she's been on our show a couple times, and she's one of our sponsors, and she's so cool. She's like a kick-ass screen queen.
Well,
that's nice. I know you're feeling under the weather and stuff. Mm-hmm. Do you do on-air screams at times?
I scream? Yes. We actually had on Miss Vic Tim. She is, I think, the fourth annual Horror Fest Scream Queen, and she was doing, we were doing screams that night, and our first guest came on, and she was a Scream Queen, and she gave out a scream, and then Vic Tim, who, she's hilarious. If you go to YouTube and you Google Victoria Tim, she is so funny, and she did, you know, when Kanye West went on stage and interrupted Taylor Swift, her latest one is where she's talking about the Horror Fest, and they bring this puppet on, this it's like Kanye West, and it's just hilarious. You have to go watch it. And so she promotes Horrorfest, and so, yeah, we were doing screams that night, and I said, okay, I'm going to do my scream. And so I did it, and my husband was home that night, and he came walking up the stairs, and he's like, what's the matter? Oh, my gosh! And I was like, no, I'm on the radio. And he's like, oh, my gosh, I thought there was something wrong. So, yeah, he screams, but I've got a little bit of a sore throat tonight, so.
Oh. I won't ask you to scream, then. Not tonight.
But if you go to that show, you can hear my scream.
All right. I might have to call you up sometime when you're feeling better just to get you to scream on my show.
Right.
So. Yeah. Well, we like to have people say, you know, this is so-and-so, and you're listening to Parawoman Scream Radio. And so that's what they were doing. They were screaming, and then they were saying, hi, this is Victoria Tim, and you're listening to Parawoman Scream Radio. And so we save the clips for people that do that for us. So one day I'll call in, and I'll do that for you.
All right.
Sounds good.
So, well, here, let me ask, well, Jess or Amy, do you girls have any questions?
Thank you for the spot.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Amy.
I actually, since, you know, you are from Michigan, and that's where I originated from, what is one of the best, I guess you could say, favorite places that you've investigated in Michigan?
I guess I like the historical places in Michigan. So any museum that I go to, I like investigating. Even when we went up to the UP, for those that aren't from Michigan, that's the Upper Peninsula. we went to lighthouses, and even though, you know, I wasn't formally investigating, I was investigating, and there was this woman that was taking us through. It was a Whitefish Point. Whitefish Point. Yeah, I think that's what it is. Lighthouse. And she was doing this, and they even have a book in the museum where the granddaughter said that it's haunted by the old lightkeeper, her grandfather, and she was giving her spiel, and I interrupted her, and I said, have you ever witnessed the haunting of the captain, the lightkeeper? And she looked at me, and I could tell I had interrupted her spiel, and she was, like, trying to get back on on track, and she's like, no, I haven't. Anywho... It just cracked me up because I knew I busted out her whole, you know, she was hitting the paces and the marks, and I just ruined it for her.
Oh my God, I just totally ruined the Whitney. Have you ever investigated the Whitney?
I've not investigated the Whitney, but I know that Kat and Bev from Haunted Travel,
okay,
they had something at the Whitney last year.
Yeah.
And this year... they're doing the Holly Hotel, which, ooh, that place I would like to investigate as well.
That place is pretty cool. I've done the Holly. I actually got a ticket last year for the Whitney, but something came up through the group that I was working with, and we had to do an emergency investigation. So I had to give my ticket away.
I've eaten at the Holly, but I've not, and I've eaten at the Whitney, but I've not investigated.
Yeah, that place is pretty interesting. My friend lives, like, right down the street, so we'll occasionally pop through there and just kind of drive past so I can, like, stand outside and look at it and see things, because that's a wonderful
pop. Well, there's some popular... There's some popular places around the Hillsdale area that we've investigated, like the poorhouse, which the poorhouse is where people went before there was welfare. And so people, women who were widowed, or women who were had children out of wedlock, or people that were of below average mental status, they would go there and reside, and they would work the land. And so we went and we investigated there in Will Carlton. There's this famous poem, Over the Hill and to the Poorhouse. I don't know. It's been so long since we've done it, but we've done poorhouses, and we've done the Grosvenor House, which he was the guy that built the Michigan Capitol. We've done that place, and then there's this place called the Lakeside Inn where Al Capone, there on the old Chicago Road, the Sauk Trail, he would stop and drink there. And then there's a park that's right there that when there was during the Depression, and when during Prohibition, when there's this weird park where there's these bridges that were built out of cement, and there's these trees that look like stumps, but what they really are is there's an underground distillery, and that's where the smoke and stuff came out. And so that place is supposed to be haunted by a woman in a blue bonnet, but I've never seen anything at that place.
I actually went there, oh goodness, it was probably about three or four years ago.
McCordy Park.
Yes, that place is so cool. If anyone from Michigan can go and check it out, just to see all the different bridges that this guy made out of concrete and sculpted them to look like actual trees.
Yeah, he's really eccentric, and he kept buffalo. And when we went there, they were in the far back. There was these pens, and we're like, "What animal was here?" And just by chance, when we were investigating, there was this old Girl Scout group. They had grown up, and they were revisiting it. And they're like, "Well, he used to keep buffalo," and we're like, "Buffalo?" And she's like, "Yeah." And you know, one time there was a stampede, and they stampeded, and there's these weird ponds that they're cement, which I'm surprised they still they're still there, because I mean any child could fall in and drown, and but they're there, and there's like these cement pools, and I guess the buffalo all stampeded and a lot of them fell into those ponds and drowned. So
yeah, when I went there, I actually seen, it wasn't a girl in a blue dress and bonnet or whatever, it was a little boy that I had seen standing up by where the smokestack is. Like, right in front of that, like, little store or whatever the heck it is, there was a little boy standing there, but there wasn't a girl with a blue bonnet. But
there was a rumor that a little boy and a little girl were seen riding a horse. That was another spirit. There, you're supposed to be a little girl and a little boy that ride a horse, so.
Right.
A little boy.
Well, maybe that's what I've seen.
Whoa. Yeah, there's a lot of haunted places around Hillsdale. I think there's a lot of places in Michigan that are haunted. Every weird that happens out there can somehow be linked to Michigan, like the Unabomber was linked to Michigan,
right.
You know, everyone can be linked back like that. What is it, the 5 degrees of Kevin Bacon?
Yeah,
like the 5 degrees of Michigan.
I hear you on that one. It's just nice to finally be able to talk to somebody from that area that actually knows, to where I can be like, yeah, all right, cool, I've been there. And our cat is attacking our inflatable ghost right now. Just to let him. All right.
Okay, so, Jess, do you have a question? Because if not, I'm going to ask one.
No, you go ahead.
All right. So, Amy, have to have your opinion on something.
Uh-oh. You haven't asked this one?
No, I haven't asked this one in a while.
Oh,
okay.
Goodness.
So, in your opinion, what... Jess is already covering her head.
Oh. Little kitten. I'm a crazy cat lady. Don't bring out the kitten, because then I either lose my attention.
A little kitten. Houdini's around here somewhere.
Little
snot
so.
Rocket.
It's Kali Ma. Say hi, baby.
No.
I don't like that camera. Get me down.
Get
down.
Oh, you little kitten.
So, yeah, I'm not touching that one.
Got my bag of tricks wide open.
I have to remember, we might be late night on the East Coast, but we are still early on the West Coast.
Yeah.
So
we're behaving.
Even though that's a good distance away, they can still find me. So, but in your opinion, why do you believe that it's very rare that you don't hear people say they've encountered a naked ghost?
Well, I believe probably because people are most comfortable in clothing, and that's what they're buried in, and that's what they last remember being alive in. So when they appear, they're just appearing in what they feel comfortable. That's like the same reason, like, why do ghosts haunt certain places? Well, that's, you know, part of it is they enjoyed the place. They have fond memories of the place. Me, I would not be a naked ghost, but those people that are on the beach naked or nudist, you might see a nude ghost. I don't know.
Oh,
I think that we're, as a society, we're so used to wearing clothing that's, you know, when we die, that's what we appear as.
Mm-hmm. There's going to be a naked.
Yeah. Maybe in third world countries, you appear naked.
Right.
You'll have to ask third world.
That's true. So,
Aaron says me too.
Or a nudist. If you can find a nudist ghost, you know, go to a nudist colony that's haunted and see if they're
And Danny, it'll be Danny that runs around with his green rope shoes on and totally naked.
Green Jesus shoes.
So.
Oh my.
Usually he hasn't asked that question in a while, but that's one of his famous
moves. We're graced with it.
That was my... I've been slacking. I need to get my head back in the game doing the show and my signature questions and stuff. So, but I figured tonight, starting on broadcasting on PTN, which, of course, you people out there in Pararex world, if you're listening and you want to see the live video and hear the show, please go to ParanormalTVNetwork.com. We're debuting on PTN as of tonight, and hopefully after tonight, they'll continue to let us broadcast on PTN from here on out. So, you never know.
Yeah.
So,
we're behaving. We're actually...
It's not a done deal. You guys could get the kibbutz, even though you're on it tonight. It's not a done deal.
I don't know.
I think it's a good deal. I didn't know
we were doing this till like 10 o'clock.
Yeah, I didn't. Yeah,
we came back from Tai Chi class, and Eric's like, I just want to let you guys know.
No pressure.
We're going to be on PTN, and I'm like, oh, great.
So, no, I don't think that'll probably. I think we will be here on PTN for a while and stuff, and the way things go, you know, we had a different little twist for those of you who are just tuning in to our show. We're a little bit different, a little bit edgier at times. You know, you never know what's going to happen. There's been a show where I got zapped with an electric bug zapper.
Oh, for the love, I'll never forget about that.
Live on the show. And then there was one time where the second half of the show, I had finished a bottle of wine and
got hammered.
And ended up getting hammered on the show.
And
that was quite interesting.
I thought he was Lafayette from True Blood. Pouring pancake syrup all over people.
So, but yeah, there's... So you never know what to expect, and we always try to have interesting guests with us, and guests that we think everybody's going to enjoy, and of course, that's why we wanted to have you on the show, so.
Aw, yeah. Well, thank you. Flattery will get you everywhere with me.
Did I say what?
I said flattery will get you everywhere with me. I'm a Scorpio, I have a huge ego, and I'm an actress.
I am full of flattery.
He's a BSer.
I'm not a BSer. I can flatter, though.
Oh. He's a butt kisser.
You know?
He does it to me all the time, I should know.
It's already 11 o'clock. Holy wowzers, Batman.
Yeah, we're doing really good. So we got about... It's about 10-15 minutes till we go to a break and stuff and get ready for the next.
Right on.
So, Amy, do you have any questions for any of us off chance?
I actually am wondering how Amy, when Amy left Michigan, I know she was going to Salem, I thought. How did you end up in North Carolina?
Oh, boy.
This is a great question.
Well,
woman?
Yeah. The person that I left to go and stay with, it was my old host of Lights Out that I was on. And we got there, and that's actually when I finally got to meet Eric and Jess in person for the first time in almost a year of knowing them. And I got there, and things just weren't what the person said it was going to be. And... certain things were promised and they didn't pan out, and it turned into a really horrible situation, actually. So I was on the phone with Eric and Jess almost every day, and it was like 3 weeks after they had left, they came up to visit for Ghost Doc, and they finally had enough. They couldn't take it anymore because I was calling every day just razzled and crying and upset, and Eric was just like, enough is enough, and he drove from North Carolina with no freaking sleep and came 12 hours and picked me up and brought me down here, and I've been here since then.
Wow. How long have you been there?
Since May.
Well, wow. Been here since
May.
Yeah.
So she was there in Salem for about a month.
Less than a month. I didn't even make it a whole month. But, you know...
You've had quite the 2009.
I have so far. It's not been very awesome, but this last the last couple of months has it started off horrible. I will not lie about that because I thought I was going overseas, and then I ended up in Boston, and now I'm down here. So it's been a wild ride so far. Now let's hopefully the next 2 or 3 months here that's left, whatever we're in. What are we going into October now? Holy crap! Since I've gotten here though, it's been pretty good. I can't complain. And I'm staying with two wonderful people, not just because they're sitting here in front of me.
Yeah. Even though we all have our tiffs at times.
Look at all the kissing.
Hey, you know what though? Things just totally like clicked though from that moment on, and you know, hey, it is what it is, and we're here, and that's my story.
And I'm sticking to it.
And I'm not going to trash talk, you know, any of the bad situation. That's actually the first time.
It was a learning experience.
This is the first time I've actually said anything live on the air about it, too. Wow.
Oh. Well, that's how you know that you've learned and grown and moved on, is when you can speak about it, and you can speak about it in a nice way.
Right. Well, you know, even after everything was said and done, I think we all three pretty got burned pretty bad by this person. And we still remained very good about it and never spoke bad or did anything. You know, the other person that we had conflict with did. She tried everything she possibly could. But, you know, we just kind of stuck to our guns, and we knew who the better people were in the end.
Hung out and went with it, you know. Yep.
And now look
where we've been better for it, yeah.
Right, and we're like where we're at now, and this person, from my understanding, is miserable. So,
karma's
up.
That's how, you know, you take the high road and you end up in the high ground. So.
Exactly. It's all a learning experience. Even the worst things in life that you think are going to kill you, they don't kill you, they make you stronger.
Mercury retrograde taught me that lesson this month.
Yeah, I think it taught all of us, now that we understand that's what's been going on.
I've had some weird experiences happen that, you know, I had the typical things break and whatnot, like our water softener broke, and I have migraines, and we got this massager chair for the back, my back, because it's like a pinched nerve in my neck, and so that the puppy chewed that, so... We had, and the warranty had just ran out on the water softener, but when the guy came over to fix it, he was a friend of my husband, so he ended up switching it out and giving us a brand new one and taking our old one because he refurbishes them, and we got that for free plus 2 bags of salt. And then for the chair, we contacted the place to find out how much it would cost to repair the cord, and they said, well, just send it to us and we'll give you a free one, but we'd want a picture of the offender in case he's a repeat offender. Everything we've gotten that's broken, we've gotten back, and then some, so.
Right on. Well, it's hopefully it'll be done.
It's just all the hassle, you know, you just don't want to go through all the hassle of it. So, yeah, yay, you get it free, but why did I even have to go through it, you know?
It sounds like us, guys.
Yeah, I was going to say,
yay, but
deja vu. So here's another question for you. Out of being that you have your own radio show and stuff, what's you know, this is touchy, I guess. I'm trying to think of how to word it without, because if I was asked this question, no, not sticking foot in your mouth, but it, just asking the question in general, it can put. Okay, who was your most intriguing guest? I'm not going to say favorite or anything, because you can't, being a radio show, you can't have a favorite guest. You love them all. But who is your most intriguing, would you say?
I guess the person that got my wheels going the most, and I think it's just because being in the paranormal, I grew up seeing her, reading her books, The Amityville Haunting was, you know, it's just still my favorite scary movie out there, and even though some people have said it's been debunked, but Lorraine Warren, when she came on the show, I almost, you know, was like having a heart attack because I just couldn't believe that she would want to come on our show. And I had her home phone number. I thought, whoa, I have Lorraine Warren's home phone number. And, you know, she's not for everyone. Not everyone loves her. But I just loved how she called me honey and sweetheart. And I just, like, you know, I was just, you know, awed by her. I think one of the weirdest shows we had was, and I won't say the guest, but she's very new agey. And actually I was talking about it in chat last week. She said that, you know, she's talking about reincarnation, and she spoke about, like, how we even come back as rocks and as baby bears. I'm like, oh, no. Yeah, and so... Yeah, so I fought with the host at the time. I'm like, you're coming back as a rock. I get to be the baby bear.
I'm a rock.
And we were, like, having this discussion. I'm like, can you imagine coming back as a rock? I mean, how long do you have to be a rock before you can move on?
I mean, really. I don't know. That's...
Rock sitting there, you know, and then they crush you, and then you're pebbles.
And then they crush you again,
and then you're gravel, and then they blend you into concrete, and then you're just like a sidewalk for the rest of your life.
Everybody steps on you and walks all over you and wipes their shoes.
Oh, I'm used to that. They do that
nicely. Thank you. I'll be a baby bear.
Yeah, nice cuddly and get all mean and... rip people's heads off.
Grizzly. I get grizzly there.
The bear's gonna poop on the rock.
Cool. Yeah. Oh.
Why does it resort back to poop talk?
Oh, it had to.
So, yeah, that's...
It started as poop talk, even though it didn't.
Oh, so wow. Yeah, but I know how you feel with the whole... phone number, like when you said you had her home phone number and stuff. I was kind of like in the same situation with her nephew, John Zappas, when I got his number and stuff, and I was just like, like, actually, when I first got to meet him, actually was this beginning of this year at Ghost Stock up there in Salem, and I was just like, oh my god, it's John Zappas. It's John Zappas.
You wouldn't even go up and talk to him.
Like, I couldn't talk to him. I was like, Jess, what do I say? I was like,
Jess, what do I say? I'm just walk over there.
Yeah, they're all like, just walk over there and say, hey, hi, how are you doing? I'm like, I can't do that. That's John Zappas. Yeah, so, but now it's a different story. Well, we've talked to him a couple times.
It's crazy,
so.
Yeah.
And you get...
I mean, you try not to be a fan, but it's hard not to when, you know, you've grown up with this person and or they, you know, like, blaze the trail and you're like, holy crap, it's John Zaffas, or holy crap, it's Lorraine Warren, you know?
Yeah.
I had called and left a voice message, and it was like 11 o'clock at night, and my phone was ringing, and I'm thinking, who's calling me? And I answered it, and it was Lorraine Warren. I'm like, this little old lady's calling 11 o'clock at night. Hi, Lorraine. And I called her Miss Warren. I just couldn't even call her Lorraine.
I know. I still call him Mr. Zappas, and it's funny because...
It drives him nuts.
Yeah, it drives him nuts, but yeah, I'm like, you know, I idle him in a way. And it's funny because the PTN, the Paranormal Television Network that we're broadcasting on tonight, he's actually one of the partners that founded it.
Yeah,
so it's very interesting where paths lead and where you go and stuff. And like Laura said in here, you know, PTN is all about growing in spirit and stuff. So...
Yeah, if I ever get to meet Chris Fleming face-to-face, I'll do that. I'll be like, oh, God. I had to interview him on the other show on Lights Out when I was doing that, and we got to interview him the week of my birthday. And I thought I was going to die.
What are you talking about? I didn't hear the name.
Chris Fleming.
Chris Fleming. Oh, Chris Fleming. Oh, okay.
And I seriously thought I was going to vomit before the show. And I actually said that, and my host yelled at me for saying it. She was like, why did you just say that? And I'm like, because really? I am. I'm going to get sick. He's like, I'm in awe of him. And it's not just because he's good looking. He's just, you know, he's a pretty cool guy. I don't know.
So...
I was pretty stoked too when we had Terry McMinn on, because I grew up with the Texas Chainsaw Massacre. I mean, I was young, too young to see it when it first came out, but I remember seeing it on my VHS tape or on HBO, I think it was. I remember seeing it. So yeah, I was pretty wowed about her, and I was pretty excited when we had Michelle Tomlinson on because she's from The Cellar Door. We've been having a lot of actresses on lately, and so I'm kind of getting used to it. I'm not so starstruck as I used to be. But when we started getting the actresses on, I started being all like, oh, what do I say? I don't want to sound stupid.
I think everybody has, like, a couple people.
Yeah.
Most people, I don't either. Most of them, they're just another person to me. Yeah, I idol them and I respect them for what they do. But, like, I still have Stephen Zalvis.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
He just goes weird.
I don't know how many times I've met him, and I still go stupid every single time. And I have no reason to. But I'll still go dumb every single time I see him.
She's like, there's Steve. It's like the little kid on South Park. You see him, and you're like, blah.
Yeah.
Stan's like, blah. She's like, oh, Steve, blah.
That's how I am when Chris Webby.
Look, Steve's looking over here at you. Blah. I got to go to the bathroom. Blah. So, well, that's...
Yeah, you're trying to be all calm and casual, and you're sweating, and you're like, oh, trying to be super cool, and you turn out to be super nerdy.
Yeah, kind of, yeah, you know, and I'll admit this on air, you know, I think every guy has a man crush.
Oh, no.
And when it comes to the paranormal field...
It's not easy.
People, guys, I will
be nice because he didn't make fun of
me. I did not make a comment, so... But I believe that... Every guy out there has a man crush. You can deny it all you want, but my man crush in the paranormal field is Josh Gates with Destination Truth. And
yes. Oh, uh-huh.
J2 is like, J2 is Eric.
Eric
has a man crush on you.
You know, there's a couple people out there with man crushes on me for some reason, but we're not going to wing into that.
I'm going to choke on my monster. Oh, no.
So, but, yeah, one day I would love to meet Josh Gates, and I'd love to get him on the show. I'm still trying to find out who to contact, so if anybody out there knows who to contact to get a hold of him,
please don't, because
nobody
Eric
knows.
Would fall on the floor and have a heart attack.
It would be fun. No, I would.
I would laugh, but then I'd have to do the show all by myself.
Oh, again. Don't say that, Laura. He said he's coming to visit PTN soon. Oh, my goodness. Oh, all right, so...
Well, the cat's like, what the hell is
Well,
that?
We're going to go ahead and wrap up with you, Amy, and stuff, and we're
okay.
Actually going to take a 10-minute break here, and then when we come back, everybody, we'll have the paranormal news with Eric Schaltes and stuff, and then after that, we'll tie up some things and let you guys know what's coming up in Sepia RVP's future and Sepia's future. We have a lot of big things from going over the big pond to local stuff, to all types of things. So, Frank, whenever you're ready, let us know and take us out to a break, and everybody enjoy.
We'll be right back. Okay.
Welcome back to Sepia RVP Radio.
Let's see, I'm waiting for the video feedback, and that's not me. That's that looks like Zach Backen or somebody.
Yeah, that's not us. So,
yeah, that's not me.
Well, that's all right.
So
we sound bad, huh?
All right. Well, we'll get this all figured out here, and it could be with the way everything's going with all the glitches and stuff like that, and switching over and all stuff. So.
Well, alrighty.
I don't know if I don't know. Can you do this? Also. I know Pararex can hear, so we're just waiting for a moment to make sure PTN catches up with us, and we're ready. So we're just waiting for the commercial on the PTN screen to cut out, and all righty, let's do this again. Welcome back, everybody, and
hey, there we are. We're live. I don't know why we're not live on that one, but
we're gonna make this work.
Woohoo! Here we go.
There we go.
Woo-hoo!
Now you can see us. All right. now you can see us. Okay, fantastic. We will get the hang of this. And
this is all new stuff.
This is all new, but this way you guys got to see like commercials and other things during our break rather than just looking at us at a screen.
Right. And while we stuffed our face.
While we stuffed our face and all that fun stuff and bored you to death.
Yes.
So fantastic. But we have Eric Schultes with us on the line with the paranormal news, sports and superstitions and all that good jazz. So
good evening, everyone. Yeah, what's going on, guys? How y'all doing?
Fantastic.
Doing great.
Excellent. Yeah, it's been a couple weeks since I've been on. Last week was kind of crazy getting my daughter off of school and everything, so it was a little hard, but I'm back, and I got some good stories for you tonight.
All right, well, we're ready to hear them.
All right. So, like I said, it's been a couple weeks since we last talked, and when we last did talk, they had just found 30 new species of animal in an ancient volcano in New Guinea. You guys remember that story?
Yeah.
Well, Vampire-fanged frogs.
What's that?
Vampire-fanged frogs.
Yeah, well, check this out, man. It's been a few weeks, and now there's over 130 new species, including over 40 new plants, dozens of frogs, like we talked about before, including the fang frog. And get this, the thing is so big it eats birds.
Oh, wow.
That's a big-ass frog.
Yeah.
But and there's also, they found that giant rat that we talked about, and they also found a tree kangaroo. This kangaroo never touches the ground. It lives up in the using its tails and the way it jumps and lives up in the trees. I haven't seen any pictures of it, but it seems like it'd be pretty sweet to check out. So several dozen other birds and insects they found, but this place is just a cornucopia of new life. It's been, you know, hundreds of years this thing just sat there. No one's ever discovered it, and they found over 130 new species in this dormant volcano, they're saying, outside of New Guinea. Pretty cool. I'm going to keep checking on it for over the next several weeks to see what else pops up, because that all we had heard earlier that was that it was a fang frog, but now we're hearing that it eats birds. That's just got to be, that's a big old frog right there. I wouldn't want to see that thing anywhere near me. So, anyways, all right, last week in Pennsylvania, this is kind of a crazy story. Either these people were on some really good psychedelic drugs, or there's another mysterious creature coming from the woods of Pennsylvania. Anyway, the father, mother, and the child were driving along. The mother was driving. The dad yelled out, "Snake!" Mom squeezed the brakes, and something, like the craziest thing I've ever heard, the snake broke apart into several dozen other little snakes. It was like probably about 8 feet long. They said it broke into like probably 12 to 14 other little snakes that were about 8 to 10 inches long each.
Well,
the little snakes Yeah, dude, this is the craziest thing I've ever heard. Like I said, either they were on some good psychedelic drugs or this is something crazy. The wife agrees with the husband, saying that she saw the whole thing happen too. She looked away for a second, and this what looked like a log laying in the middle of the street broke into tiny little pieces and started scurrying everywhere across the highway. They pulled over. This whole thing happened in about 10 seconds. They pulled over, and the little creatures, they looked like they all divided. They looked like they grew legs and ran across the road. They got to the other side, they became one again and vanished into the woods. So like I'm saying, I'm going to keep my eye on this thing too. I haven't seen any pictures or anything because they said it was real quick. But, I mean, this is just a little far-fetched. Like I said, there must have been some good drugs going on there. But either that or there's some crazy creature in the woods of Pennsylvania. I've never heard anything quite like it. So. This is something that's been talked about a lot over the last 20, 30 years, the giant squid, the elusive creature of the dark waters. Well, evidently, they found one off the Gulf of Mexico, 19.5-foot giant squid off the coast of Louisiana. It's the biggest one found since 1954, when they found a 24-footer. But anyway, this thing, these animals supposedly live hundreds and hundreds of feet deep, and they caught this one in a net. It was under 1,500 feet deep when they pulled it up to the fishing vessel. It weighed 103 pounds. It didn't survive the change in the depth coming up to the boat, so they still never found one that was alive. But this one, like I said, is almost 20 feet long. 105 pounds, and it's just showing that there's more and more animals out there that we have no clue. Like this next animal that I'm going to talk about, seems like everyone's movies are going crazy with different movies that are coming out. There's a new movie coming out next week called Zombieland. You guys seen the previews for this?
Yes, I want to see it.
With Woody Harrelson, yes, and Bill Murray also was in it. The movie looks more of like a comedy than anything, but what it is it follows two guys, Woody Harrelson being one of the guys. These guys have found out how to survive in a zombie-infested world, and they do a pretty good job of it, I guess. They get teamed up later by... They're all named after cities. I think Woody Harrelson's nickname in the movie Sacramento. When he comes up with like Little Rock. I think it's the girl Abigail Breslin's in the movie. I think she plays Little Rock. So they're all named after cities, these people, but they go around killing the zombies. The other one, which I think this movie sort of resembles a little bit, this movie's coming out. It's a Sam Raimi movie. You guys are familiar with Sam Raimi?
Mm-hmm.
Of course.
Yeah, he brought Army of Darkness and the Evil Dead movies, the Evil Dead cult classics. Anyway, he's also a native Detroiter. So anyway, he is coming out with a new movie titled Refugee, and it's going to be about the Yeti. Yeti, of course, is the Asian version of Bigfoot, the abominable snowman. Yeah, Yeti.
You have a Yeti.
But anyway, This movie, if Sam Raimi does it, he of course did the Spider-Man movies too, and everything he's touched is pretty much done pretty well. So if he puts his movie chops into this, I mean, it's going to be a good movie. And then, of course, there's really never been any movies about the Abominable Snowman or Bigfoot or anything, unless you count Harry and Henderson's. But I mean, that was kind of a dumb movie. But anyway, so
there was what was it? The older movie? I think it was like Ice Station Zebra. Something like that.
I dropped you guys. What was that now?
Yeah, dropped us.
Yeah, dropped you. The phone fell out. I was so excited.
I was saying, I think it's an older movie. I want to say it was Ice Station Zebra or something along those lines. It was an older movie. I think it was about an Arctic snow monster.
Like the
but it was like...
Oh, yeah, that'd be...
Yeah, it was about, I want to say it was a 1950s movie, so I could be wrong. I
just
remember seeing it.
Yeah, I might have to check that out, because that's something definitely, you know, there's always been these sightings, but there's never been any movies or anything made about it. And I mean, I think this one, Sam Raimi should do a good job, and he'll look it up. A couple weeks ago, we talked about low-budget movies, type of a Blair Witch-type movie, Paranormal Activity.
Yeah, it just came out this week in select theaters, I think.
Yeah, it came out this year in select theaters this weekend, yes, and it scared the bejesus out of a bunch of people. I seen some of the clips. They had pictures of people in the movie, and it was scaring the crap out of them. But anyway, it left a lot of critics wondering why Paramount even released it. The movie only cost $15,000 to make. It was shot over 2 weeks and debuted in 2007 at the Austin, Texas Screen Fest. Rumor had it that Steven Spielberg got a copy of the movie. While he was watching the movie in his bedroom, the door mysteriously shut and locked. No word on whether he liked the movie or not, but he said it was pretty spooky that happened. So, but anyway, a bunch of critics are saying that it wasn't really that good. Why did they release it? I guess I'll have to see it for myself. I didn't really care for the Blair Witch Project, but, you know, it had millions and millions of people watching it and going crazy over it, so... and then lastly, there hasn't been much here, like ghost hunting or anything like that. Nothing crazy going on, but two movie starlets now are on the paranormal news this week. One's a star from the late 70s, and the other one is right here from the 21st century. Olivia Newton-John, everyone remember her? Sandy from Grease.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. No clue.
Yeah, she was the eyewitness of a UFO flyby. But get this, it happened 40 years ago. And she's just now coming out with it. She was a 15-year-old in Cambridge, England. And she and several family members witnessed the silver UFO fly across the sky several times. And the weird thing about this, people were wondering why the hell she's coming out with this 40 years later. She's 60 years old. Well, she said that she's a big fan of the paranormal now, and she would have been considered a quack back then if she had told anyone. So she kept it a secret up until now, but she's a big fan of the paranormal, and she figured she'd come out with it. I don't know. She's losing luster or something. She needed to get her name out there, so she started saying she sees the UFO. The other one is actress Megan Fox. Saturday night on Saturday Night Live, she proved she can't act. But anyway, she's definitely afraid of...
FYI.
Did you guys see the episode?
No, we were sleeping.
It was... Go on YouTube and download some of the stuff. You know, look at some of the stuff. She was horrible. They were pumping her up to be like Justin Timberlake and all that, who were classic hosts, and it was horrible. It was the worst skit I've ever seen, some of the worst skits I've ever seen. Anyway, she says she's definitely afraid of the dark and of ghosts. She can't walk into a dark room because she thinks there might be a ghost lurking in the dark, so she has to turn on lights. She carries a flashlight around everywhere, and she admitted all this on Late Night with Jimmy Fallon. And the other thing she's deathly afraid of, she says it freaks her out, she can't touch anything, is dry paper. So if she's reading a newspaper or a script, well, she's an actor, she reads hundreds of scripts, I'm sure. She can't touch dry paper. She needs to carry either a wet nap, or she has to lick her finger before she touches each paper. Laminated paper and folders and stuff like that, that's all good. But regular paper, she cannot touch. That just seems a little fickle to me, but whatever, I guess so.
She's got some issues.
Yeah, when you're making millions of dollars for a movie and you look as good as she does, I guess you can have a couple problems.
All right.
Well, anyway, that's really all I got for the paranormal news. A couple things happened in the sports world. College football season's heating up, and I'm loving every minute of it. The 23rd-ranked Michigan Wolverines, they barely beat the Indiana Hoosiers this week, 36-33, to go to 4-0 and to move up to 20th in the polls. Last year they were 3-9, if everyone remembers correctly. But this year they're 4-0, and they play Big Ten rival MSU, Michigan State University, this Saturday up in East Lansing. So it's going to be a slobber knocker. It's going to be a good game. Hopefully Michigan can come out of it, but either way, one of the teams in Michigan is going to come out a victor.
Did you just
Florida Gators
say slobber knocker?
Yes, I did say slobber knocker.
All right, I just...
That's an old Keith Jackson. Keith Jackson. But, yeah, I like to use pull that word out every once in a while. The Florida Gators, number one team in the nation, they beat Kentucky this week, but they might have lost the Heisman hopeful Tim Tebow, their quarterback, for a couple weeks. He got knocked out literally in the game. They took him to the hospital. He stayed overnight. They think he had a severe concussion, but he was knocked out. It was pretty brutal. They carried him off on a stretcher.
Oh.
Spent the night in the hospital. But he's since been released, and they're saying he might be back for LSU, I think, which is in 2 weeks. So we'll see how that happens. Number five, Penn State, the Nittany Lions. Woo-hoo. They lost to the Iowa Hawkeyes for the second year in a row. Penn State, yes, they were the darlings of the Big Ten because Ohio State had already lost to USC. So Penn State went into they were in Iowa actually, in Ames, Iowa, Iowa City, Iowa, to play the Hawkeyes, and they lost for the second straight year, 21-10. It was brutal. Joe Paterno looked lost out on the field out there. But it was their second straight year that they beat them, and they were going both times. They're, you know, one of the best teams in the nation going for a national championship, and they lose to a little old unranked Iowa. And then the other big upset was number 6 Cal lost to Oregon, in Oregon. Pretty good game, but number 5, number 16s go down. It's pretty crazy. In the NFL, it's been a long time coming, baby, but since December 2007. And 20 games in the making with the Detroit Lions, they have won a game.
Holy crap.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
All right, we got to give a clap to the Lions for finally winning a game.
And the next win will be December 21st, 2012.
Yeah, exactly. It's going to be another 20 games. And it was funny. It was, I'm kind of, you know, it's a little frustrating when your team goes, you know, 1-for-19 in the last 20 games, and they celebrated by running around and giving all the fans high five. The place was only 3/4 full. I couldn't even watch it on TV. I had to watch it pirated on the internet because it was, you know, there was no one at the game. It was ridiculous. But they ended up winning 19-14, and they beat the Redskins, who are also struggling this year. But yeah, like I said, hallelujah, they won. The streak is over. 20 games it took them, but they finally won.
Jeez.
The Patriots, Eric, this is one of your teams, you told me. They were led by veteran Tom Brady and fragile Freddie Taylor, and they beat the Atlanta Falcons 26-10 yesterday down in Atlanta. What's that?
I would say, would you expect anything less for them, like, not to win?
Yeah, exactly. They lost 2 weeks ago to the Jets, but I like the Patriots again this year. Anytime you got Tom Brady, Randy Moss, and they got a decent run game, their defense is always good, so I'm digging the Patriots this year. The defending champion Steelers, they lost their second game in a row, Amy.
Woo-hoo! I know they lost.
Yeah. Ben Roethlisberger, he's been in the league for 6 years. He lost for the first time in his career against the team from his home state of Ohio. He'd been 6-0 against the Cleveland Browns, and he was 8-0 against the Cincinnati Bengals in his home state of Ohio. But no longer the Cincinnati Bengals. They won 23-20. And right now the Cowboys. I paused the TV so I could listen. To hear you guys. They were up 19-7 over the Carolina Panthers on Monday Night Football. NHL season opens October 2nd, which I think is Friday, and the Detroit Red Wings are going to where a quarter of their team is from as they play the St. Louis Blues in Stockholm, Sweden, traveling all the way over to Sweden to play the first game of the season. Also, the Florida Panthers and the Chicago Blackhawks will play on October 3rd in Helsinki, Finland. So they got two games going on over there, and they're going to come back and start the regular season up. So President Barack Obama, he is overseas as well right now in Copenhagen, Denmark. He's trying to give his hometown, Chicago, a little security for the bid for the 2016 Olympics. There's a couple other cities under review for the 2016 Olympiad. Tokyo, Madrid, and Rio de Janeiro are also in the running. But they're saying Chicago's got pretty much the best infrastructure already set with the stadiums they have. And it's looking like it might be coming back to the United States, down in Chicago. One week left in the baseball season. The Yankees and the Cardinals are the only two teams to clinch the playoffs. The Dodgers are one game away. If they win tonight, they will clinch the NL West. The Phillies are three games up on the Braves in the NL East, and they're hoping to hold them off this week. The Angels are looking to, their magic number is 2. If they win 2 more games, they clinch the AL West. And the Detroit Tigers, I'm talking a lot of Detroit sports today, I'm loving it. The Detroit Tigers, they're taking on the Minnesota Twins. The game got rained out tonight because it's raining like crazy here. And they're going to have to play a doubleheader tomorrow. But anyway, they have 3 games against these Twins, and the Twins are only 2 games behind the Tigers. So whoever comes out of this series winning, I think, is going to end up taking the pennant from the AL Central. We'll check back out that next week. The playoffs should be set up. To tell you the truth, I am all out of curses and superstitions. There was a couple I had left, but my daughter drew all over them, and I had to throw them away. And I didn't have enough time. She did it like right before we came on the air, too. So, but a couple weeks ago, I introduced a new little segment I was doing about the top 10 mythological or mysterious creatures. And since we talked about it earlier with the Sam Raimi film, the number one researched animal or creature on the internet is the Bigfoot, Sasquatch, the Yeti, the Abominable Snowman. Yes, what it says here is he's... What's that?
Aaron Dion.
Right. Well, anyway, these things are—they're the most consistently witnessed unknown creature in the world. Whether they're called Bigfoot or Sasquatch or the Yeti, is also known as the Skunk Ape or the Yowie. They're saying they've been seen in isolated woodlands and mountain areas. In every corner of the globe, from Asia all the way to North America. Some of the characteristics. They are taller than the average man, 7 to 8 feet tall. They're covered with long brown or auburn hair, or in the case of the Yeti, the Abominable Snowman, they're white. There's strong, repugnant odor, kind of like my feet. Large feet, as evidenced by the castings of their footprints and the name Bigfoot. And of course, their piercing, eerie howl. These things, like I said, have been sighted everywhere, and no one knows if they are true. But I think out of all the mythological animals, they probably are the one that might be real out of all of them. Well, anyway, that's about my time I got for tonight. That wraps up everything. I got, like I said, I ran out of superstitions and curses, guys. So if you got any, email me at sepiarvpnews@sepianc.com. Otherwise, that's it for me, guys.
Right on.
Fantastic. Well, thank you very much, Eric. And
No problem. I'll talk to you guys next week, and hopefully your debut show on the TV is going well. And Amy, call me tomorrow. Let me know how it went.
All right. I will. Have a good night.
All right. Eric, Jess, we'll see you too. Talk to you later.
Later.
Bye.
All righty. And let's see. Well, we're wrapping it up almost. We have about 12 minutes left, so that means we get to step on soapboxes and whatever else is under us.
Rocks. My chair.
Yeah, your chairs and rocks. Jess is doing.
The monkey.
Oh, goodness. We're not going there.
Look. See? I'm between the monkeys there.
Oh. All righty. Wow.
I so wasn't going there.
Where was I going with this?
We were going to go to the event in November. I don't know. We had a couple of things that we wanted to talk about.
We have the branching out stuff that we can get. Yeah. Get out of my bubble. first off, for everybody that's listening and all, next week's guest, you never want to miss a show this guy is on.
Oh, no.
If you haven't heard of him, shame on you. If you have, shame on you. That's all I can say. Next week's guest on the show is a very great guy. He's the High Priest of Salem. His name is Christian Day.
And he loves some Eric.
We won't go there yet. We'll hold that in for the show.
Oh, I'm sure it'll come up on the show. But we will have Christian Day on the show. Like I said, he's the High Priest of Salem. Yeah, he's the owner of Hex. Of course, the whole month of October, he's running the Festival of the Dead there in Salem, Mass. That's going
to
be a great show.
He loves to talk. So
yeah, he loves to talk. He has great information. He is. Great guy. All around, can't say enough good about him.
Yep.
So, just want to let everybody know that will be next week's show, and you won't want to miss it. You never want to miss it. We love having him on the show.
Mm-hmm.
So let's see. Next thing.
Well, this weekend we brought on a couple new members. We can talk about that.
Yeah, we brought on Aaron and Danny and Jessica, or Red as she goes by, from Wilmington, North Carolina. And they're going to be, we're expanding the group to another part of North Carolina, evidently. So
evidently.
Evidently. Yeah. Evidently. But yeah, we're expanding a sepia out that way and to work further south and everything. So they were really excited. It came over. We all got to hang out, discuss things, go over equipment, lay the playing field out, all that fun stuff. So we want to thank them for listening and stuff they were in earlier tonight. And
welcome to the group.
Welcome to Sepia.
Welcome to the madness.
And hopefully,
the
curse of the guys won't strike these two.
Harry's desperate right now.
So, let's see. Also in October, some things going on is Mark and Alex with Ideal Event Management are putting on a haunted house up there in Massachusetts. I'm not sure of the exact details. Just go to Ideal Event Management and just send them emails and say, hey, I want to know where this haunted house is and stuff and what you're doing. And just bombard them with emails and just say, hey, Sepia sent me this way. They'll get a kick out of it. But they'll be more than happy to tell you what's going on with it and what they're doing. But it'll be open the whole month of October, so look forward to that. November, you want to go into what we're doing in November?
In November, we're taking a little trip to Charlotte, North Carolina.
And we're going to be guests at the Paranormal Investigators Conference in Charlotte. Mel is putting it on. He was in the chat room earlier. Awesome, awesome guy. And we're going to be speaking with a whole bunch of great people. Steve and Tango from Ghost Hunters, Keith Age, all the best people from ParaX are going to be there with us, and we get to meet a whole lot of people we haven't met yet.
Yep,
and PTN is going to be broadcasting there as well. It's going to be absolutely awesome.
Oh, it'll be being broadcast.
Eric just put up the site to go to get your tickets to go. You got to be there. Because we're going to have fun.
Yes.
It's going to be a party.
Do you want to go into next November?
Next November of 2010, the group Sepia is going to be working alongside with Rusty for the first ever Australian Paranormal Conference. Oh, Paranormal Metaphysical Conference. So we're going to Australia, folks. Look out. And it is being brought to you by Ideal. They are putting it on, I do believe, aren't they?
Yes. They're part of it.
They're part of it.
No, okay. Yeah. But the actual people that are putting it on is Mysterious and Unexplained and SEPI-RVP. We're the hosts of the Paranormal Conference in Australia.
Yes. So hopefully we will be going live with PTM here.
Darn it.
But we're very excited because that's pretty big. That's huge. We're going to Australia. It's a place that we've always dreamt of going, and we're going.
And I'm
going to
eat a Vegemite sandwich and play a didgeridoo.
I bet you are.
So, let's see, what little things are going on in between that we can think of?
Well, we've got the guys from Grass. They have an event going on in October. I do believe it's on the 16th. I haven't received information. I know that they, were running bulletins on MySpace and stuff of, how to get tickets and all of that stuff. I don't even know what the crap it's called again. I'm so bad. Sorry, Jason and Chris. I'm trying to advertise it, but I don't know all the information.
Put it in chat room.
Yeah.
If you guys want to throw it up in the chat room. Dog. I know that if you go, it is being brought to you by Ideal Event Management. So if you go to their page, I do believe Psychic Tiff is going to be there doing a live book signing and something else. I suck. I'm so sorry, you guys.
But for everybody that knows, the IPAA Awards are going to be held this March of 2010.
Woohoo!
And also in May of 2010, PTN is doing the Waverly Live event. Mm-hmm. So those are a lot of things to look forward to, and
PTN rocks. That's why.
And also in Charlotte,
X rock.
Don't forget the Sepia girls will be there. And with that, they'll be having the Sepia girl, the girls of Sepia calendars out, and they'll be signing those. And it'll be a great time. And I'm trying to think. I know there's something else I wanted to bring up.
I don't even know.
Is your colon happy?
No. Oh. So,
I wish I had Tai Chi class.
Tai Chi class tomorrow. Okay.
Yes.
Wow. So okay. Yeah, a lot of interesting things, and a lot of great stuff coming up.
Thank you, Jason, for finally putting it into the chat room.
Yeah, graspevents.com, www.graspevents.com. So, also, we're working on a couple surprises for everybody coming up in the next couple of months. So, especially the month of December, because the month of December, even though October is a big month in the paranormal field, the month of December is a big month for us.
Yes.
Ironically, all three of us here, our birthdays are all in December. A couple other people I know, Christian Day, his birthday's in December. Christian Day for Christmas Day, because he's on Christmas Day.
Marley's in December.
Marley Gibson is in December. Yep, and Rusty's birthday is in December. He's actually 2 days before.
Heck yeah, Laura, do a paranormal Christmas program with all of
our
birthdays.
Yeah, that's what we're kind of looking at and doing and stuff. And so, I know, Lady V, your EVP didn't get lost, so I just haven't got there yet.
Maybe we can try to plan, like, a party of some sort that's, like,
A party event. Where everybody can get together.
In like a centralized location so we can all celebrate together.
Wow, and Laura's birthday is New Year's Day.
Imagine that. Wow.
It's only like Capricorn.
2 days. Yeah, Jess and Amy are Capricorns. They're December 29th babies. And then I'm a Sagittarius. I'm December 1st. So, cool deal. But, on to the EVP. I actually only got one EVP here.
I know. Surprisingly. Like, dead.
So, that was from Lady V, and she says her EVP would say, "Great, now what the hell do I do with all these freaking flyer miles?" So, you know what? You just sign in your will, transferring over to Eric Dion. So,
there you go.
Yeah, we could use those. So, but we have about 1 minute, so we're going to go ahead and wrap this up. I want to thank everybody again, especially PTN tonight, for bringing us on and allowing us to share our views and opinions as obscure as they can be at times. And I want to thank you guys for having us on. As always, Pair X, Dave and Tom, thank you guys for giving us a chance back in the day. And
hopefully we didn't scare too many people off tonight.
Yeah.
By this. We tried to.
I am as long as
we were
behaving ourselves as best as possible.
So, we love you all. So, we're zombies. So on that note, we're going to zombie out and Frank will lead us out. So,